the Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, everybody. My favourite time of the week because I get to see Reality Rob Dixon. Hi, Rob.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad.
We've been sat here for a while, haven't we?
I've enjoyed this. I've listened to the boxing podcast.
Yeah, you listened to the boxing podcast live.
Yeah.
And then you had to wait for it to save, which took about 15 minutes. So we've been chewing the fat here. We're here to talk about TV and specials betting, as ever. Plenty to talk about as well. I'll run down the list of things that you've been working on here at the start this time rather than right at the end. The Oscars, Celebrity Big Brother, Spotty, The Voice, The Jump, BAFTAs, Eurovision, Brit Awards, Razzies, film specials, James Bond, music specials, royal specials, next Pope, and Twitter specials. A lot of markets on there, Rob.
I've been busy, mate. I've been busy.
You have been busy. Should we start with Celebrity Big Brother? The full list of contestants. I'm staggered by this, Robert.
Are you staggered the fact it's still on, aren't you?
No, I'm staggered it's still on. I'm staggered by the fact that after last week we were talking about Tiffany Pollard not being value at 4-1. This week, she's a fav at 5-4. I mean, what gives? She's an American on a British show. Scotty T's 5-2. Darren Day 3-1. Those two have barely moved in the betting over the last week or two. John Partridge 9-1. Daniela Westbrook 16-1. Gemma Collins 40-1. Jezza McConnell 40-1. And Stephanie Davis 40-1. What's going on here, Rob, with Tiffany Pollard?
Tiffany Pollard, well, I mean, she's going to buck all trends, isn't she? I think.
Do you think she'll win it now?
I think she'll win it. Yeah, wow. Because I think she's done enough to change public perception. The public perception was that people didn't really know her.
Too much before she came in.
Yeah. But apart from Gary Busey, no American, he bucked that trend of no American ever winning.
And I must admit, I'm staggered by this, Rob. I'm staggered that, you know, this would be a new thing because, like we just said there, she's not booking, you know, she's not changing the public's perception of her. She's in creating the public's perception of her.
Yeah, but since she's been in the house, she's got the bigger storylines. She's all a sort of diary room rants becoming sort of Nikki Graham legendary status. Yeah. So she's got enough going for the latest online polls I've seen have got a lead in by sort of 15-16%, which based on that is almost a sort of unassailable lead. She didn't overly have a good show last night. She was up for eviction and she was a little bit sort of catty and bitchy about it and ranting about it. And that tends not to go well in the public sort of domain. So she's drifted out a little. She was 11-10 yesterday, out now to 5-4. But again, I think, I mean, she's up for eviction as I mentioned tonight.
Yeah.
And to be quite honest, out of the three, she's miles safe, and that should have by the fact that she's will have probably topped the poll tonight. Then it wouldn't surprise me if she's odds on by sort of sometime over the weekend.
Well, yeah, she's a 14-1 outsider of the three in the eviction race. It's the sixth eviction. Jeremy is the 4-7 favourite, and Stephanie 11-8.
Yeah.
Which way do you go? You've put a line through Tiffany.
I've put a line through Tiffany. Based on the polls, I would suggest that Jeremy goes because I would imagine the last couple that he's probably just survived more than anything.
Right.
Stephanie, I don't know. Stephanie's not overly liked, but she's enough to. There's enough of a Marmite character, especially in a vote to save, to think that she probably survives. The value part of me would always go for Stephanie, but I think this is probably one that you'd want to keep your powder dry. Jeremy's more likely to go at 4-7, but it does look a little bit too short for me.
Okay. Anything else on Celebrity Big Brother?
No. Finals next Friday. I can mention the fact that we're betting on it in play Friday night from the comfort of my living room. That's about it, really.
Yeah, that's good. And we'll obviously talk about the final this time next week, won't we?
We'll have a go.
Yeah, probably the best thing to do. The Voice. Another week. Another fairly underwhelming set of contestants.
You know,
I enjoy it still, don't get me wrong. I am enjoying it. Dino was interesting.
A couple of weeks ago, you said to me, God, that's really short, that Cody Frost price. And I said, well, let's be honest, there ain't gonna. It's almost getting like the Stevie McCrory where we discussed sort of 6-1, 8-1 as being, oh, it's too short a price, that there's got to be better coming. And there wasn't. And you kind of wonder if there is going to be any better coming. It looked a little bit uninspiring, the sort of early clips I've seen for this week as well. But, yeah, I mean, Dino was
different, wasn't
he? Dino was different, but not BBC winner different.
No, I tend to agree with that. So. It was strange, that's for sure. There was the moment when the guy who does... What was his name now? He's the guy who is the Bradford City pitch announcer.
Oh, Tom Milner.
He came on and Ricky turned for him and then looked like, can I turn back?
Yeah, can I keep the circle going?
Yeah, it was just weird. The others who were added into the mix were Lauren Lapsley-Brown. I think she was last week.
I quite liked her.
Denim. Yeah. She looked like she was a country singer, didn't she?
Yeah.
Quite attractive, blonde hair.
We have had people that sort of are a little bit different, not doing overly well though, are they?
Yeah, she sang Ain't Nobody, didn't she? Yeah. Chaka Khan and Will I Am Turned for.
I don't think she didn't do the Chaka Khan version.
No,
she did a new upbeat version.
Charlie Birkin, was she last week? I think she was. She was
first on.
Yeah, she was all right, wasn't she?
This is another one where you think, well, unless they're going to do something special in the battle rounds. And
Irene Alano-Rhodes was the, I guess she'd be overs in the X Factor. She was in Miss Saigon, wasn't she, from Philippines. She sang Wind Beneath My Wings and went with Will because he's got a friend who's Philippine.
Yeah.
As we hear every year. How do they every year get a Philippine contestant on for him? It's like, it must be written in his contract, I must have a Filipino contestant so I can mention about my friend.
My friend in the Philippines.
Yeah. That's about
I wonder
it,
if he's
it?
Like a Facebook friend that he's never actually.
No,
met.
It's matey from the Black Eyed Peas, isn't it? Anyone else? Did anyone else come in from last week? I can't think.
No,
anyone, there's no one else for any good,
that,
was it?
That was the gist of it, wasn't it? But
it's
nobody
amazing,
was actually
it?
Made any effort in the market whatsover.
I don't remember Brooklyn Richards.
Brooklyn was on a few weeks ago.
Oh,
yeah.
So same as really. Cody Frost is probably there by default, but yeah, I'd be amazed if she won the show. Don't record this. Play it back to me in 3 weeks.
She's got to find an alternative, haven't you?
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Yeah. How many more? Do you know how many more weeks of these bits we've got?
Years. Do you know what?
What finishes first, Celebrity Big Brother or The Voice?
Oh, what finishes first? My job or this show, isn't it? I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving.
Oh, okay.
It just seems to be going on.
I'm not leaving. Brilliant. Okay, not much more to say.
It's not
that,
my
then,
idea.
No,
leaving
okay.
Anyway.
I'm with you. Yeah, keep watching. BBC Sports Personality of the Year, Andy Murray, 6-1 favourite to win it again because he's just got to the final of the Aussie Open. But I think he's the outsider to beat Djokovic. Djokovic is 2-9, so he won't be winning that. He's going to have a kid soon, so he's going to have a bit of a break. What's to say?
I think that affects his sports personality price.
Johanna Konta, he won't be playing as much this year, I don't think. Johanna Konta had a bit of money, but she's 50-1.
She was the first move, yeah. She was 100-1, start of the Aussie Open, got back to, she was 12-1 yesterday, but unfortunately lost to Angelique Kerber.
Yeah.
Oh, who will be facing the same fate as Murray, I think,
to the
in
Kerber.
The... Yeah, thanks, Lee.
The jump.
Tennis podcast later, isn't it?
Straight after us. The jump. We talked about this last week, thinking it was starting last week, and it's starting this week. So
no,
should
I
we just,
started,
should I just
I start...
clip out that bit we did last week and put it in here? Because we're not going to say anything new about these contestants,
no,
are we?
No, there's been absolutely no money this week either.
What, none?
No money.
Not a penny?
About 20 quid, I'll be honest.
What was
with
the 20
you.
Quid on, though?
Sarah Harding, actually.
Ah,
16
yeah.
to 1.
Nice, I like that. Big fan of Sarah Harding's work over the years. Be interesting to see if she's any good at the jump.
You just want to see what she looks like in ski wear, don't you?
Sarah Harding, a little bit of piece of trivia. Back in my student days...
I don't know, she wasn't born, I would imagine.
Well, this is a surprising thing. FHM used to do a little... booklet. Do you remember this? Called High Street Honeys. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
First year of that, right? There was a girl in there and she's like sat in a car with a Union Jack draped over her. Because it wasn't like nude, was it?
Did you keep this? Listen, you still
no,
got this,
to,
haven't you?
Listen to this. So, because it wasn't nude. It was like risque, but not nude. And it was Sarah Harding.
Oh, was it?
Because I strangely did keep that little booklet, but not on purpose. It was just in a box or stuff. And then Girls Aloud came out the next year or the year after.
Oh, well,
and it was like, that's her. And I saw it in the sun or something and realised.
If you know what else was in Lee's special box, then tweet him at Lee Phelps over the weekend.
I wonder if it's on the internet for people to so I can prove this
what,
and not
what, your
like
special.
It. Yeah,
what?
That's the picture. That's the picture over there.
Unbelievable.
That's Sarah Harding before she was famous.
There you go.
To be fair, she's probably done more risque shots since she's been famous than she did beforehand. Should we get off this page of Sarah Harding pictures now? Elsewhere on the website, we have... You wrote down a list of stuff. Have I chucked that out?
Yeah, just ignored me.
So, nothing else on the jump?
Nope, nothing else on the jump. Oscars.
Oscars, yeah, Best Picture, new fav.
Best Picture, new fav. Big Short won the Guild Award over... in America on Saturday night.
And ironically enough, Even Money isn't that short for Oscar. You'd expect it to be 1-9 with that
last,
name.
The last 8 winners of this award have gone on to win Best Picture. So, yeah, it was quite a rush on Sunday morning to get some good prices from our rival bookmakers.
Were you suspended overnight on that? Then?
We were suspended overnight, yeah. So Even Money for Best Picture now.
Big Short. And, has that had any impact on any of the other, in terms of pricing, on the actors and actresses?
Yeah, not the actor and actress. Christian Bale obviously stars, so yeah. Best Supporting Actor, he's shortened. Mm-hmm. The Best Director, shortened. A few little other bits. Film editing, I think it got shortened for as well.
Right, yeah. Adam McKay for director is now 5-2, and Christian Bale's 10-1 still. Sly Stallone is the 8-13 fav in the Best Supporting Actor.
It's a really good market, that Best Supporting Actor. I still think Stallone gets it, but obviously Mark Rylance is really short for the corresponding award for the BAFTAs, so I can imagine, even though it doesn't really have too much of a sort of correlation between the Oscar and the BAFTA, then
it might change the price.
I can imagine, yeah.
The Best Director favourite is Alejandro González Iñárritu, the director of The Revenant, 11-10. Nothing else to report on Oscars then?
No, it's been, apart from those awards, again, there's awards this weekend, so down on Saturday,
changes,
so
yeah.
Revised Sunday morning.
No problem. The Brits have got a bit of time for this year. When does this...
A few weeks, mid-Feb, isn't it?
Nothing too exciting to...
No, nothing. It's just that the favourites have got shorter, really. So if you're on Adele for 2, Coldplay, I can't remember who the other one was, just get ready to count your cash.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you, with the Brits.
I do like the Razzies. That's one thing that... it'd be great to get people's opinion on what the worst picture will be. Pixels is a 10-11 favourite. 50 Shades of Grey is 2-1. Fantastic Four, 9-2. Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2, is 6-1. And Jupiter Ascending is 8-1.
Just in the name, Paul Blart must win,
gotta
surely.
Got to be a runner, surely.
Yeah.
There's also, on the music specials, you've got the Grammys there, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Album of the Year. That's got a few weeks left as well, hasn't it, Rob? So
yeah.
All these awards, well worth having a look through, but we've got a few weeks to go on them. We're going to do an Oscars special before... I think we'll do it before this year.
Yeah.
We did it after last year and got everything right. So I think doing it before is better.
Yeah, I always find doing stuff after the event tends to get better results for us.
It's a lot easier.
Can I just mention Eurovision?
Because please do, you love it.
We are starting to get towards Eurovision. We're getting towards the national finals, actually. The Melody Festival, which is the Swedish national selection, starts next week. So on site at the moment, we've got the outright for the countries which have already qualified. Melody Festival and all 4 heats plus the outright on there. The Danish Melody Grand Prix is there. The Norwegian Melody Grand Prix is there. And also the Finland National Selection, the UMK National Selection on there. Please tell me where I've gone wrong, which punters tend to do.
You haven't gone wrong anywhere.
Maybe not.
I think you've done a very good job.
Thanks, Mum.
I think that's it for us, isn't it?
We've got anything else to waste people's time with anymore.
No.
Obviously, The Voice in running Saturday night. Celebrity Big Brother in running next Sunday night. Also, The Jump, Sunday night in running, live from my sofa.
Excellent. Well, enjoy those. And I'll be enjoying The Voice most of all this week. Just looking for that
I'm looking forward to The Jump. I want to see people airlifted off to hospital and stuff like that. So
I had a chat with our friend Andy Holling the other day, and I said to him about The Voice, and he said there was one act who had actually made him kind of sit up and take notice.
Is it the one where he's probably had about 10 grand?
I can't remember who he said. which is useless.
There's no market. There's no market. There's
so I'll try. I'll try and find. I'll try and remember because you know Andy's always got an opinion on these talent shows. Thanks, Rob.
Pleasure, mate.
If you're having a bet on any of the specials markets on the website, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.